Part 4. Bother, it's gone. Chapter 25. Bother, it's gone. Jack jerked awake. Something soft was prodding him, and after a moment, he realized it was the Christmas pig's trotter again. The cart was still moving. A ray of light was falling through the dent in Lunchy's lid. Inhaler was still fast asleep, making little wheezy noises. Time to get out, the Christmas pig whispered in Jack's ear. Penknife's just said we're nearly at the bother it's gone. We'll slip out of Lunchy, then jump off the back of the cart. But what if we're spotted? Well, then we'll just have to run as fast as we can. Ready? All right, whispered Jack, suddenly very scared. Lunchy, said the Christmas pig, prodding her side. Are you awake? Yes, she whispered back. Let us out, please, and don't forget, if you tell anyone you saw us, then we'll tell them you helped us. Lunchy's lid clicked open. Clutching his belly to stop the sound of his beans giving way, the Christmas pig climbed out of the lunchbox into the bright sunshine, and Jack followed, leaving Inhaler snoozing behind them. Luckily, the wooden cart was last in the line of vehicles, and as Penknife, who was driving, had his back to them, nobody saw Jack and the Christmas pig emerge from the tin. I know you didn't want to help, but thanks all the same, Lunchy, the Christmas pig whispered, and he patted her gently on the lid. You are very rude, the lunchbox whispered back, but I hope the loser doesn't get you. Good luck. Slowly and carefully, Jack and the Christmas pig climbed over the back of the wooden cart, let themselves fall into the soft snow, then darted out of sight behind a clump of fir trees behind the trail. Looking around, Jack saw that the cart had taken them to the top of a mountain, from which they could look down on the wide stretches of the wastes of the unlamented. Disposable was no longer visible, nor could Jack see anything moving on the wastes. He supposed the loser had eaten all the latest arrivals, unless the poor things were hiding in the clumps of thistles. Turning to watch the three carriages, he saw them disappear into the town which was perched on the very top of the mountain. A glossy painted sign near Jack and the Christmas pig's hiding place gleamed in the sunlight. On it were written the words, Welcome to Bother It's Gone. We'll wait till they're out of sight, said the Christmas pig, then sneak into town and try to find a toy who might know DP. Once the carriages had disappeared, they hurried up the trail and into Bother It's Gone. The new town was nothing like Disposable. Everything was clean and well tended. The snow-covered houses were all as snug, neat, and pretty as if they were made of gingerbread, their front doors painted in different colors. The roads had been swept clear, and multicolored Christmas lights were gleaming in more fir trees. In spite of being cold and shivery in his pajamas, Jack felt his spirits rise. He could just imagine DP living in one of these little houses. It definitely seemed like a place where things that were loved would be sent. Let's try this way, said the Christmas pig, pointing up a side street. It really was the prettiest little town Jack had ever seen. Through the snowy windows of the houses, he glimpsed roaring fires and cuckoo clocks and thick rugs and comfy armchairs. The things they passed, a school tie and some exercise books, a fountain pen and an old button, looked far more cheerful than those back in Disposable. Jack was sure these things must be valued up there in the land of the living to have been sent to live in such a nice, cozy place. Yet he couldn't see any toys. Finally, he spotted a black chess piece who was standing, talking to a large old-fashioned address book whose cover was decorated with roses. Let's ask the chess piece if he's seen DP, Jack said to the Christmas pig. Said the Christmas pig. I'm not sure. A chess piece isn't really a toy. Well, he's the closest thing we've seen, said Jack. Well, all right, said the Christmas pig. But don't mention having a cartoon. I know, said Jack. So they drew into a doorway to wait for the chess piece and the address book's conversation to end. In 5 minutes' time, Mr. Knight, all right? The address book was saying in a voice that rang all the way down the street. Naughty Mr. Knight, I shan't let you miss another one. We're starting in the main square and I won't take no for an answer. The tour will finish up at the town hall where the mayor's most graciously agreed to show us around. 5 minutes, Mr. Knight. Don't forget it, or I'll be very upset." Laughing gaily, the address book bustled off, leaving the chess piece behind. As soon as she disappeared, the chess piece started to hop off in another direction, going so fast that Jack and the Christmas pig had to run to catch up. "Excuse me," said Jack. "Yes?" panted the chess piece, coming to a halt. His top part was shaped like a horse's head. "Have you seen my toy pig?" asked Jack. "He's about the same size as this pig, but he's grayish. His ears are wonky and his eyes are buttons." "No, I haven't seen any pig like that. You don't get a lot of toys in Bother It's Gone," said the chess piece. "Now excuse me, please. I'm trying not to get roped into another one of Addie's tours." With these words, he gave a little whinny and hopped off again, disappearing into one of the snow-topped chalets and slamming the door behind him.